Morning, SP family. My name is Samuel. I'm one of the pastors here. If you don't know me, just want to share a quick devotion with you this morning. Really simple title, and it's a really simple truth that I believe we all know, but I think it's a good reminder for our lives. And the title of this devotion is Holy Spirit, I Need You. And our scripture reading is from Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. And the biblical truth really is that we get from this passage is that we cannot be and do what God has called us to be and do without the Holy Spirit. And so the scripture context for this passage is that Jesus has died and has resurrected. And so he has gathered his disciples one last time before he ascends to the Father. And these are some of Jesus' last words to them on earth. And so I want to read from this passage here. In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. It says, and while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized you with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the end of the earth. Really, three points for us this morning. We have the Father's promise, the Father's timing, and the Father's empowerment. And so we see that Jesus tells them to wait for the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit is the Father's promise to them. The Holy Spirit is someone that God the Father wants us to have. He does not withhold the Holy Spirit from us. He desires for us to actually be in an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, and not to just have the Holy Spirit as an afterthought in our lives. The Holy Spirit is there to guide us, to comfort us, to lead us in truth, give us peace, and counsel us, and so many other things. And so Jesus orders his disciples not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father. I could imagine that maybe Jesus knew that his disciples would want to get ahead of themselves and go ahead without the Holy Spirit. That maybe one of the disciples, maybe Peter, would have been, you know what, we've been walking with Jesus for 3 years. We've been healing people ourselves. We've been casting out demons. We don't need to wait. Let's just go. He's already taught us everything. Let's just go. Let's just go. And maybe there is a temptation within them to get ahead of themselves. But Jesus commands them and he says, wait for the promise of the Father. So then we have the Father's timing. That the disciples long for the end time when God would restore the kingdom of Israel. You see, he was talking to them about the Holy Spirit, and their thoughts are somewhere else. They ask him, Jesus, will this now be the time you restore the kingdom of Israel? The disciples longed for the end time when God would restore the kingdom of Israel. You know, it is easy for us to sometimes get lost in the end times and what is to come while we live in the meantime. We live in the now and in the present. You know, sometimes we can get so infatuated, so lost in what is to come, in the heaven that it is to come, that we forget to live in the life that we have here now and in the present. And so here we see what Jesus' response is to them. He says to them, it is not for you to know. And I like that response because sometimes we want to know everything. But God's response sometimes is, hey, it's not for you to know everything. It is for you to surrender. And so we have to surrender to God's timing and God's authority. That it is sometimes it is not for us to know, but it is for us to surrender. And so our lives are part of a greater story, that each one of you has your own individual story, but that story is tied and part of a greater story. And that is God's story of redemption, of restoration, and reconciliation. That God invites you and I to partner with Him to proclaim and demonstrate the kingdom of God. That is a beautiful part about the book of Acts, is that it is a continuation of the gospel of what Jesus started. He is now handing it off to His disciples. He is handing it off to you and I. And He asks us to be a part of that, to partner with Him. And so we get to the last few verses, the Father's empowerment. And I want to read those verses again. Verse 8, where it says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. I want us to take notice of the order here. That it's the power, Holy Spirit, and witnesses. That we don't skip into being witnesses. We can go ahead and want to be a witness, but the way it's ordered is receive power, and receive power from where? From the Holy Spirit to then what? Be witnesses. And that's the whole, that's the biblical truth of where I want us to arrive to, is that we cannot be or do anything God has called us to do without the Holy Spirit. So we need power. And this power cannot be obtained or orchestrated by human will or human determination. What does that mean? Is that sometimes we try to live the life that God has called us to live, to be more like Christ, by our human determination, by our human will. We say to ourselves, oh, I got to love more like Jesus. Or I got to forgive. And it's really, we think that we're trying to imitate Christ in that way. But really what we're trying to achieve it through human determination and human will, when that's not the way Jesus had designed it. So we could choose to lean into our personal human determination and human will, or we could lean into the power of the Holy Spirit. And so secondly, we need the Holy Spirit's power. Why? Because to be honest, our best cannot begin to equal God's best. Especially when it comes to doing the work of the kingdom of God, is that our best cannot begin to equal God's best. And when we begin to operate our lives in that way, in that from that place of surrender, of surrendering more and more each day to the Holy Spirit, we begin to see God's best in our lives. We begin to see things that we never thought we could see when we begin to surrender. And lastly, it says that you will be my witnesses. That we will be witnesses by proclaiming the gospel, by how we live our lives, and by demonstrating the power of the kingdom of God. And where? We are witnesses wherever we go, wherever we are, that is our place of witness. And this is a beautiful story here in the book of Acts. Because what is Jesus knows what is ahead for His disciples. The disciples don't know what is ahead for them. Some of them have never left Jerusalem and might be for the first time, might be challenged and called to leave Jerusalem for the first time. And so sometimes witnessing can be a burdening to people, but I think it only becomes a burden when once again we try to do it from a place of human will, human determination, when we're thinking, oh, I'm going to evangelize my whole office. That's what I want to do. I want to do that. I want to do that. When instead of leaning into the Holy Spirit and hearing what the Holy Spirit has to say and ministering and living our lives from that place. Because like I said, that the power we need to be witnesses cannot be humanly orchestrated, and our own efforts will only take us so far, that we must arrive to a place of surrender where we say, Father, I cannot be and do what you have called me to be and do without your Holy Spirit. You know, I love SP's mission, that is to know him, to be like him, and to make him known. We cannot do that by human determination and human will. That we could only really live that out through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want us to draw. That's what I want us to draw deeper into this morning is, Holy Spirit, I need you more in my life. Holy Spirit, maybe I've neglected you. I'm sorry. I want to know you more. That if you didn't know, you can have conversations with the Holy Spirit. That in the same way that we talk to our Father in heaven whenever we have needs, or whenever we look to Jesus at the cross for what he's done for us, we can look for the Holy Spirit when we are challenged, when we are struggled, and we can know that when the Holy Spirit comes upon our lives, he comes with power as well. And so I'm going to invite Thaddeus to lead us in a song of worship. But as we worship, meditate in that truth that we cannot be and do anything without the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for this time that we have to be in your presence. And Father, I just say, I'm sorry if I've neglected you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, if I have neglected you, if I've placed you as an afterthought, I'm sorry. Holy Spirit, I need you more, that I cannot be and do anything without you, Holy Spirit, in my life. So, Father, I just ask for a fresh pouring out of your Holy Spirit upon our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
nothing else could take your place. Feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way. Bring me back to you.
Thank you, Father, that you've given us the Holy Spirit that gives us power to be witnesses wherever we are. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's do our corporate prayer for those that have cancer and those going through chemo, radiation therapy, and surgery. Pray for those that have illness and are in need of salvation. Let's pray for those that have infirmities. Pray for those that are looking for opportunities for jobs. Let's pray for our missions, for those that are in China and everywhere else. Board. Fellowships. Pray for SP 2.0. Pray for the house churches that are gathering tonight. Let's pray for Hong Kong. Thank you for joining EMP. If you want to continue praying, you're more than welcome to do so. God bless.